America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC has been the number one rated show on TV lately. How are the other networks trying to win viewers away? TV critic David Bianculli has a preview of one of NBC's efforts.
The following program contains reenactments of actual events and is not a news broadcast or a news documentary.
What it is an NBC special called The Story Behind the Story. The idea of the show is to take well-known events and explore them from little-known angles. Paul Harvey has done it on radio for decades, telling listeners to stay tuned for the rest of the story. Now it's TV's turn. This Sunday's edition of The Story Behind the Story has features on the man who shot the film of the JFK assassination, the other acts who were on the Ed Sullivan Show the night the Beatles appeared, and the kid who caught Roger Maris's record-breaking home run. Now, obviously, this program is aimed at baby boomers with an appetite for the 60s. The Maris homer was in 61, the JFK assassination in 63, the Beatles' first American visit in 64. Now, playing to the baby boomer crowd isn't necessarily a bad thing, but what is bad is that this program is so irritatingly incomplete. Take the segment about Abraham Zapruder, the amateur cameraman who caught John F. Kennedy's murder on film. A lot of time is spent recreating the private screenings Zapruder held, mostly for Secret Service agents, before selling the print and TV rights exclusively to Life magazine. It even has former Life bureau chief Richard Stolle, who did the negotiating with Zapruder, talk about how noble Zapruder was to sell the rights to Life.
I think the wrong person could have made millions in the worst possible way. He could have sold bits of the film to various publications. He would have exploited overseas. He could have made an entire movie. The public was mourning Jack Kennedy. They would have paid literally millions of dollars to have seen something like that.
What Stolle doesn't say is that Life, while publishing some frames from the Zapruder film, suppressed others for years for fear that they might be misinterpreted. They also refused for a long time to release the movie for broadcast. And what no one points out is that of the few people who got in to see the Zapruder film at the time, one of them was an enterprising young CBS reporter named Dan Rather. Pieces are missing from other stories, too. The one on the kid who caught the famous home run by Roger Maris, the hit that broke Babe Ruth's regular season record, is the worst offender. It shows news footage of Maris hitting the ball, but cuts to a recreation of the kid catching it. Now, there's no question that the actual film exists. Why not use it? The Beatles segment works the best because it includes a genuine surprise or two, as co-host Jane Wallace explains.
Davy Jones was just 16 years old when he appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show that night, performing as the Artful Dodger from Oliver in a duet with Georgia Brown.
I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile, anywhere for your smile, everywhere I see.
That particular night changed my whole way of thinking around. If I hadn't have been on The Ed Sullivan Show that night and wanted that reaction as much as I did, that I wouldn't have taken part in the Monkees.
This series comes from the producers of Unsolved Mysteries, so it's no surprise that the recreations are so bad or that the reporting is so uneven. But against ABC's America's Funniest Home Videos, NBC will try anything once.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.